one of the state's few permanent collection locations for household hazardous waste in Washington County may shift to a regional waste district. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
That's medical sharps.
Michelle Viney, director of Washington County Environmental Affairs, is referring to a resident who's just dropped off personal medical waste at the Household Hazardous Waste Collection Center in South Fayetteville off Clydesdale Drive.
So the program itself was established in 2001. Back in those days, we just had semi-trailers where people would pull up to the semi-trailers and we would push stuff into the trailers and pack it. This building was built in 2004. It was paid for with a recycling grant from the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality and Boston Mountain Solid Waste District. And it's one of the few permanent collection facilities for household hazardous waste in the state. So it's a pretty exceptional program that we have here in Washington County.
She says the facility accepts an array of items, but only from residents, not businesses or industry.
So household hazardous waste is any leftover and unused portions of products that could be hazardous to health of human, animals, or in the environment. So our goal is to divert this stuff out of homes when it's not needed there and out of landfills where it has the potential to leak in a landfill and cause toxicity. And so typically we identify household hazardous waste products as products that would be flammable, corrosive, caustic, toxic, poisonous. So those are some sort of keywords that you can look for on packaging and identify it as something that we would bring in.
For example, insecticides, paint, solvents, liquid cleaners, and automotive fluid. The center also accepts all types of batteries, pressurized containers, scrap metal, as well as electronics, fluorescent lights, Freon appliances, and tires, which require a small handling fee.
This is a service to the community to reduce the toxicity of the landfill, which is pretty important to our community.
Fiscal year 2017, July 1st through June, the center collected 24.4 tons of hazardous waste.
But in addition to that, we also collected 89.5 tons of electronic waste. And electronic waste has heavy metals in it, like mercury, cadmium, lead, things like that, which are fine in the use of the equipment itself, but in the landfill creates toxicity concerns.
The facility is staffed by County Environmental Affairs, but operated in cooperation with Boston Mountain Solid Waste District. The district, located in Prairie Grove, is one of 18 in the state, covering Madison and Washington County rural residents and businesses.
So Washington County staffs the building and does maintenance on the building. From time to time, we apply for grants through ADEQ and Boston Mountain to do things related to the building. But this is, it's like I said, a partnership.
Washington County Environmental Affairs also operates a rural recycling drop-off program in Elkins and Lincoln. Washington County Quorum Court has requested that Boston Mountain Solid Waste District take over daily operations of the Household Hazardous Waste Collection Center, as well as the rural recycling programs, in effect absorbing certain costs. Discussions about building a new regional recycled materials recovery facility are also in the hopper for Benton and Washington counties. Back at Washington County Hazardous Waste Collection Center, Michelle Viney could not comment on the proposed Boston Mountain interlocal agreement, but she says her staff is fully deployed on many fronts.
We do quite a few different things. We are the point contact for the MS4 stormwater compliance for our county. We also do illegal dumps and investigations. We respond to complaints for roadside dumps. We have an excellent environmental education staff who does programs for schools and public outreach. We have quite a lot going on.
The Washington County Hazardous Waste Collection Center is open every day from 8 to 4 p.m. and the first Saturday of the month, 8 a.m. to noon. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.